Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with owner of Indianola Glass Creations, Rachel Hall, about the recent Indianola Chamber of Commerce ribbon-cutting ceremony. Indianola Glass Creations had a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about today's event.
Well, we ended up talking a little bit about what we do here. We have a ceramic studio that you can come in and do paint your own pottery. And then we do stained and fused glass classes, plus we have all the supplies for doing that. And we also have merchandise that you can choose, and everything is one of a kind. We pretty much cut every single piece of glass and grind it and put it together, and we do our creations.
Well, talk about the decision with the chamber, kind of joining that alliance, and tell us a little bit about wanting to do that and kind of the feedback from the chamber that you've gotten.
Well, I decided to join the chamber because I want to support other local businesses, and it's just been a little hard with COVID going on, and we decided to go ahead and join the chamber and maybe do more outreach through the chamber as opposed to just trying to do it ourselves.
Talk a little bit about 10 years. That came up today during the ribbon cutting. 10 years on the square here.
Almost. A couple more months and we'll be at our 10-year anniversary. And it's we started out with one storefront, and after a year we realized that there was no way that we could do everything we wanted with just one, so we purchased the storefront next to us, and so we expanded, and we kind of expand every year, except this last year. But we're hoping things get better now that most of COVID is under control.
What have you seen from Indianola over the last 10 years? And as far as your business being a business owner, has that been kind of a rise up? Or I guess talk about that experience.
Well, every year we get busier. More people know that I'm here. Indianola is actually they consider it a bedroom community. And so a lot of people drive into Des Moines. And when they go to shop, they're in Des Moines. So they usually stop there. But, you know, in the last 10 years, like I said, it's getting better. People are thinking more local, and so that's great for us.
Talk a little bit about the education aspect, the classes as far as glass blowing. I know ceramics, you already kind of mentioned those. Mm-hmm. What kind of services do you provide there?
Well, we have all the supplies for stained glass and fused glass, but we do teach stained glass. I do limit my stained glass classes to 4 because I can't give individualized attention if I have more than that. And they range anywhere from a 3-hour class to a 9-hour class. And we hold those usually either during the evenings or we hold them on Saturdays. And then the fused glass, we have several different things that you can do. You can make something as small as a pendant or earrings, or you can make something as big as a bird bath or a big platter out of glass. And you end up designing it yourself, and we help you in every step, so you know exactly what you're doing and what it's going to look like when it's done.
There's also some opportunities for kids in ceramics too, right? Tell us a little bit about that, because I've seen some of those and they look very creative.
Well, the kids classes, I used to teach the kids classes, but now I have a Norwalk Middle School teacher.
Sorry, just one second.
I have a Norwalk Middle School teacher that teaches the classes, and they're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays, because we're closed on Sunday and Monday. And they're usually a 2-hour class, and we have everything from clay to ceramics. They do paintings, 4th of July paintings coming up, and they do mosaics. We teach a mosaic class so they can actually have a base, and then they put the glass in it, they glue it down, and then we grout it for them, and then they pick it up the next week.
Where can people find you and accessibility during this time when the streets may be closed on the square?
Well, we're open. The only days we're closed is Sunday and Monday, and we're open from 10 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we're open from 10 to 4, and we will be open all the time that the streets are closed. So long as the sidewalk is open, you can get in.
Thanks to Rachel Hall for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.